This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors and his special guest, Kyle Yeomans.
Yeah, we do have Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com right now on the line with us. Kyle, how are you doing today, man?
I'm great, guys. Was that the perfectly timed drop in there? The drop from earlier than Sean and RJ? Was that just perfect?
No, that was me. I was recreating that drop.
Oh, dude, that was like spot on. That was really good.
Thank you.
You had me fooled. I thought Alec was just like dialing it up.
Yeah, Alec said last night on Twitter that he only plays stupid sounds, which I disagree with. I think sometimes they're pretty good.
So. Okay.
Hey, Kyle, I'm very interested in this game because obviously it's the chance for the Cowboys to go up. It's a chance for the Cowboys to be right there and at 3-2. And I'm just kind of trying to figure out exactly how they do this, because in Pittsburgh it seemed like its points have been very difficult to come by. And I feel like the Cowboys have to score some points in order to win this one, because I don't know if I trust their defense enough.
Yeah, especially with the injuries on that side. I think it starts with running the football. If they can establish the run, which of course we've talked about on this show so many times already, but they've struggled to do so to this point in the year. If they can establish it and try and find some instance of a ground game, then I think they'll have some success, because it sets up play action. It allows for the wide receivers to maybe build some separation without Brandon Cooks in the fold. And it's the first domino that I think needs to fall for this team to have some success coming up on Sunday. But I agree with you. I think it's going to be a game that if you're going to win it, you need to have at least maybe upwards of the high 20s, low 30s in terms of points to get there, and the Cowboys haven't necessarily done that outside of the one matchup against Cleveland to this point in the season. So I want to see more from this offense, because with the defense and the way that they've struggled to this point, and now missing Micah and missing DeMarcus Lawrence and Trayvon Diggs popping up on the injury report yesterday, all of these things aren't necessarily pointing in the right direction.
Yeah, without Cooks on the offense, too, and Jerry this morning was talking about Jalen and Jalen. He was confused by all the Jalens, Kevin. That's what was going on there. He was like, there's so many Jalens on this team.
Me too.
But when he was going kind of through that list, I was like, man, it's CD and then a bunch of other guys. But I feel like I feel like there's the other guys do have some things they can flash. Can you kind of tell me Tolbert and Brooks and Flonoy, what all they can add to this that you might not have seen so far with Cooks out on the field?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go kind of one by one here. I mean, Jalen Tolbert is your contested catch guy. You've seen it a couple times through his career, his tape at South Alabama, and part of the reason why they spent a third-round pick on him initially was because he is so good in traffic with somebody near him And he's definitely had some lapses in that regard in the NFL. But in talking to him this week, he has this newfound confidence. And whether that's trust with Dak Prescott, whether that's trust within his own ability, I do trust him to go out and make some plays in traffic. Whereas Jalen Brooks is more of your outside, lanky, lengthier route runner with some extra speed kind of mixed in between. And we've seen that on occasion. Unfortunately, one time against Baltimore, he had routed up his corner. I forget who was playing corner at that time, but he routed up the guy and then fell down. If he doesn't fall down, that's a first down reception, and maybe he's able to go for a little bit of yak yardage. But he's the one that's going to build separation because of his breaks, because of his route running, and the length that he has there. And then Turpin's your change of pace guy. Turp is the guy who, of course, has the speed and the ability to kind of move that agility. Use him in the flat. Use him out on the edge. Use him over the middle of the field. Mix and match him with the tight ends, Jake Ferguson, Brevin Stanford, Luke Schoemaker, some of these guys that you want to see more from in your tight end room. They're going to have to use these different skill sets to kind of make one complete packaged wide receiver that you can be, at least that Dak Prescott can have some trust in moving forward. Because right now, you're right, it's CeeDee Lamb, it's Jake Ferguson, and a bunch of dudes. Ryan Flannoy should make his NFL debut. He's a guy you can maybe use in the red zone a little bit, but you got to mix and match the skill sets of these players to be successful.
Hey, Kyle, since you mentioned the Ravens, what do you think about Devontae Adams posting a picture on Instagram of Edgar Allan Poe?
Did he really?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, are you kidding me?
I haven't even seen that yet. That's interesting.
Do you think that means it's happening?
I don't know if that means it's happening, but I think that means that maybe Devontae wants it to happen, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's just him saying, you know, maybe I'm just a big poetry guy. Who knows? Maybe I just like Edgar Allan Poe, and I'm throwing it out there. But no, I think that's an allusion to something. I like it.
That would make my trade for Lamar Jackson in fantasy football a lot better, obviously, Kevin, if that goes down. So
that's true.
I would feel a lot better about that whole situation. All right, so if there is a soft spot in the Pittsburgh defense, which I don't know that there is, where would you try to attack that?
No, I think you're right. I think you're in a spot where you're looking at edge rushers that are efficient. T.J. Watt, of course, everybody knows what he can do. Alex Highsmith popped up on the injury report. I think there's something there that could maybe be a spot where Dallas can take advantage on the interior, but they still have some big-bodied guys inside, and that's kind of been the Mike Tomlin mindset since he's been there the last 17 years, is they want to control the line of scrimmage. So even if Highsmith's not available, I think there's still a way to get it done. I think it's probably the second level. They have some youth there. They've been a little banged up with the linebackers. Peyton Wilson, I think he's a tremendous player, and I know Brian Broaddus has talked about him on your station quite a bit, and he was a big fan of his in the draft. And they waited till the third round to grab Peyton Wilson, and they did so, or the second round to grab Peyton Wilson, and they did so because of the injuries. He slipped down in that draft process, but his tape was first round caliber tape. So since he's healthy, he's still learning and kind of figuring things out, but I think there's a way you could maybe have some success at the second level, but that's really about it. They're strong pretty much everywhere else on defense.
Kevin's been he opened the show with, is the Cowboys defense going to be miserable? And then since then, I don't think anybody's been very excited. How are they going to generate pass rush? Or, like, I'm curious on that. Is it pass rush, or is it just, we just got to play sound? We're not necessarily going to be able to get to the pass or to the passer this much in this game.
No, I think it's the latter. I think it is. I don't think you're going to see the Mike Zimmer, let's throw Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence in the backfield and everything else will kind of figure itself out mentality. I mean, this is going to be containing Justin Fields. And I said this when Dallas was going up against Derek Carr, and I remember kind of getting some side eyes about it, but Derek Carr entering that matchup in week two was playing really good football, and he was taking care of the ball, and he was utilizing his receivers. The same can be said about Justin Fields and what he's done in Pittsburgh. He's been arguably over the last six games one of the more efficient quarterbacks in the NFL, and he's 4-2 in those matchups with kind of a tough game last week where his defense didn't help him out a whole lot against Indianapolis. So, yeah, I think there's ways to rush the passer, but that's not the mentality. That's not the number one priority for Mike Zimmer this week. It's keep things sound, keep Justin Fields contained. Don't let him beat him with your legs, just like Lamar Jackson and the Ravens did. Force him to throw the football and see if your secondary can have some success.
How would you use Overshown this week? Because I did throw out the idea at some point maybe he can go after the passer a little bit. But what's the best use of what his talents are?
I still want him at the second level for the majority of the snaps, but he can play downhill. And that was one of the things I liked out of Texas that he did show was he was a converted safety that played linebacker, and yet he still has the body type and the athleticism to rush the passer if needed. But I would rather it be in a blitz package. I don't want to necessarily see him line up on the edge as an outside linebacker or put his hand in the ground or anything like that. I want him to come downhill and headhunt. That's where I think DeMarvian Overshown is best, when he can utilize his straight line speed, his reading ability of in front of him. I don't want him necessarily reading backwards. I want him reading what's happening in the backfield as opposed to the second level, and use that to your advantage more so than maybe rushing the passer. If he's needed, it's going to be because you're not getting enough from Marshawn Nealon and Carl Lawson and some of these other guys that you're going to rush the passer with.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hope you don't have to use it a ton, but it's certainly a possibility if need be.
Now, this question was asked, I think, in our second segment today. If you had your choice and you could only watch one for the rest of your life, pro football or college football?
I know I work for the Dallas Cowboys, but you guys know how much I love college football. I would watch college football all day, every day. I love the NFL, and I love sports in general, but if you're ranking my passion to watch as a fan, it's college football all day.
Well, you went to go speak to Hank's class this week, too, man. Really appreciate you always taking care of our mean green up there, man.
Yeah, and they've got a bye week this week, so it's a sad weekend for me. You know, I don't have as much college football to watch, which
you
is
have triplets you have to spend some time with,
good
though.
Point.
Yeah.
That's fair, I guess. I mean, college football is fun, you know. No, I'm excited. Next week's going to be fun, though, because you got Red River in town. You've got some North Texas back on the field. I'm excited about the college slate next week, too.
Well, that's great stuff, Kyle. Thank you, man, very much for hopping on with us. We will talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me.
There he goes, Kyle Yeomans of DallasCowboys.com. I had a
take
question.
Care of Troy, Emmett, and Michael.
That's for sure. Yeah, that's what he named all the triplets. I did have a question for you guys that was regarding. It was something I was thinking as I was looking at our Celtics fan here. There is not real.
He's still here.
I know he's been here the entire time. There's no real. One of my sports opinions was going to be for the combo platter was the Mavs are going back to the finals. I'm like so hyped up about what the Mavericks season could be this year. But there's no real hatred between those teams. We hate KP, right? Like, we don't like him because he wasn't good enough here. But there's no Lakers, Celtics. These dudes are punching each other because right. They hate each other type stuff. But that's because we're not seeing enough of that consistency over and over. Do you think a little bit of that needs to be injected into the series like that? If that happens, if the Mavericks and Celtics get back into it, then it would be a little chippier? Because I think the Mavs knew last time we're outmatched here.
Yeah, I guess it's tough to have an Eastern Conference rival.
Okay.
You can do it. Obviously, we have Steelers and Cowboys, and it feels like a rivalry because over the years they played in Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
If you play the Celtics again in the NBA Finals, and let's say the Mavericks win, and it would seem like both of those teams would be good again the next year, I think it could end up being something like that. But I think more of like, I think over the next 5 years, Oklahoma City.
Oh, because of the conference?
I think if you're looking at, and they're 3 hours away. So
but is it ever going to be the level that Corey was describing?
No.
Like, that level's gone forever, right?
Well, and Dominique Wilkins was like, I never talked to Larry Bird my whole career. They played on all-star teams together. He's like, no, we did not talk. Back in their day, you didn't talk to your, like, if you were the star on the Hawks, he's the star, Bird's the star on the Celtics. It's like, we don't talk.
Wow.
We hate each other. We'll play on the All-Star game together, and we'll kind of communicate on the court to make sure we're playing the All-Star game. We're not friends.
And, Kevin, I also wonder, too, those were the dominant teams in that era. Y'all remember this era a little better, far better than I do, but those were the two dominant teams. Like, it felt like, from my perspective, they were the only two teams in the NBA.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much that affected it, too, where everybody in the country was, like, split between
those two.
It was
the luckiest thing in the whole wide world for basketball.
I agree.
If that doesn't happen, I don't know. Michael Jordan still happens. He plays. I don't know if we're at where we're at with basketball. Basketball was a dead sport in this country. They weren't even playing the NBA Finals on television.
Yeah.
Like, after the news, we'll play the recording of the
tape delay. Yeah.
The Lakers.
He's
and
right.
The 76ers.
Yeah.
Dr. J, 20-year-old Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and our country had no interest in watching it.
Wow. All right. Well, that's the C Block, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for taking part in that one today.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan on a shout-out Friday from the 682. Shout-out to you guys for making my day every day during y'all's show. That's so nice. And also threw in a Go Cowboys from the 817. Hey, guys, shout-out to DFW United Youth D1 Soccer Club, Tolo, Dustin. He loves you guys.
Thanks. We love you, too.
I think he means the team, but it could be us, too.
All right, fine.
Coming up next, outside of Cowboys Steelers, what football game are you most looking forward to this weekend? Plus, Masterpiece of the Week, all of it coming at you live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Keller on 105 Through the Fan.
Reed, going to keep it here, and Reed's into the end zone for the touchdown.
NC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Keller. Thank you to everyone who's been hanging out with us today. Now, if you're looking for something else to do next, you can go to Southern Leisure and get a G-Bag flag. You have that opportunity. They'll be doing their show live from Southern Leisure next. So that's your next opportunity. Right now, besides Cowboys Steelers, I know we've talked a lot about that. What game are you most looking forward to football-wise this weekend? I played the highlight. It's Missouri against Texas A&M now. Selfishly, that is also right here on 105.3 The Fan. Pregame starting at 10:30. But I am excited about that game. Two top 25 teams barely with A&M. But A&M is also favored, so I'm really curious to see if they can get some momentum back for this season.
Yeah, that sounds like a good one right there. Missouri, I'm fascinated by Missouri.
Why do they rank teams the way that? Like, one's 9, one's 25. Like, yeah, the 25.
Yeah, I don't really understand that either.
It's favored. I'm like, then Missouri probably shouldn't be number 9.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Or A&M shouldn't be 25.
Yes.
I was giving Mickey hell earlier this year about Missouri, and here they are looking better than I thought they expected them to be. I have two games, Kevin.
Ooh, two.
Aside from the Cowboys game. One of them is at 9 o'clock in the morning in London. Do you think that London games are any good?
Because okay.
Sometimes I'm like, man, this might be a bad game.
All right, let me ask you this, because I asked the guys this yesterday. Do you enjoy and watch the England, the football games in England?
I look forward to most. Yes, I do. I do like to wake up and watch them, but I look forward to the most seeing them, because they do it different. They'll have, like, a big flag that they're passing around the entire stadium.
It's feels like a college atmosphere,
right? It feels like a
soccer
atmosphere, yeah. Honestly. They're like, this is how we do football. And then so that's the way they do it that way. So I do kind of enjoy that a little more than I do the game on the field, because I always feel like the game on the field is the guys are a little jet-lagged. They're a little worn out from it all. And the whole travel experience of it just kind of sets them up the wrong way. So, but I am looking forward to that one because – again, this is more of Sam Darnold, and is he real? Is Sam Darnold really doing this? The other one's very easy, and that's the Bills and Texans. Bills Texans, we've been all over C.J. Stroud, the bounce back from Josh Allen. This is an easy one that you're going to be excited about at noon. But Kevin, I'll tell you what, Frontier better fix their crap and get my internet ready, because it's been out for 3 days now, and they just sent a technician. They weren't supposed to send him over until like 3 o'clock, and they were like, sorry, we can't do that. We have to do it later.
Doesn't it sound like they're Frontier. It sounds like they're not here.
Yeah, exactly. So I got to. Otherwise, I won't be able to watch anything. I'm going to Kevin's house to watch everything this weekend.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, that'd be a first.
Oh, That was a minor shot at you, Corey.
No, that's definitely
true.
If you couldn't
tell, it was
no,
little,
it's definitely.
It was
I've never been
bit
there
of
before.
Like, Corey, why don't you
I
come
stood
over?
At the front door and looked in once.
Really?
Yeah, that was it.
All right, Mike, what do you got?
Well, with the time change, I think all the games will be over.
Oh yeah, because what time is it in Italy right now?
8:22.
In the PM or in the
PM?
In the PM. So I don't know exactly. How does that
it's
work?
It's still the same day, right?
Right now it's the same day, okay. But in 4 hours it won't be.
Okay.
So I'll be so ahead. I don't know when I get there. I'll call you guys up and let you know all the results.
Okay. That's not how it works.
Can you just call us internationally? Do you get charged some sort of fee for that?
Yeah, my wife's all worried about that.
I'm really not sure about that either.
I was looking at the games, and, you know, to be honest, I'm not going to be watching any of them over. I don't even know if they... I don't know. I don't know how
they have American sports bars there that you can watch.
Okay.
I
don't think my wife's going to want to.
Plus, they got the London game, so that's got to be one that they're interested in.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll be normal time there.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you think, because they're like, hey, we're in Europe. This game's in Europe. We must care.
Let's go ahead and carry
it. I figure that one will definitely be. Have they ever played an NFL game in Italy? It's always Europe.
Was Germany on the
on Germany's on there.
I haven't seen
Italy
one in Italy
yet.
Let's go look up NFL.
Okay.
All right. So here's an interesting game. I think Baltimore at Cincinnati is an interesting game.
Yes, that was one of mine, too.
You asked the question earlier. I'll say this. It's at Cincinnati. If Cincinnati loses this game, I think we can get a lot closer to that. Cincinnati's not making the playoffs.
Jets-Vikings, I'm intrigued by as well.
Because of the London thing?
Not necessarily that as much as, I mean, you said it earlier. It feels like Aaron Rodgers is washed. Plus, I've become oddly fascinated by the Vikings. And I guess now after yesterday, maybe the Falcons, where it feels like, are Kirk Cousins and Sam Darnold both MVP candidates? What the hell's going on here? So I'm oddly fascinated by that game as well. Same thing with Clemson and Florida State. I want to see how bad Florida State truly can be this year.
Oh, it's the revenge of that horrible quarterback at Florida State who was horrible at Clemson.
He is hurt right now.
Florida State a chance.
I do believe.
He's horrible.
But they started the year in the top 10, and now I think they're 1-4.
You beat them by 87 points.
Yeah, I just want to see what's going to happen with them now.
Are you guys interested at all on Monday Night Football? I know it's not the weekend, but New Orleans at Kansas City, or is that whatever?
Yes.
I don't think so because, I mean, outside of, like, just I'm interested in football, I feel like I've turned on New Orleans now where I'm just like, oh, so they just weren't very good and they still destroyed us.
Yeah, I feel like a couple things. Their center did get hurt. So that kind of screws up some of what they were doing there. But then on top of it, maybe people were like, oh, your offense isn't really that tricky. Maybe they got the best of people early on because they were catching them off guard. But, man, with all the injuries and the receiving core, Patrick Mahomes has to be Superman again.
I know we got Masterpiece of the Week in just one second. I wanted to get y'all's take on, have you seen the traveling schedule for the Savannah Bananas next year?
No, I've not.
All right.
I know they sell out most of the places
yes.
they go to.
Yes. So they said they're going to visit 18 major league stadiums next year and 3 NFL stadiums. Or I guess it
is
does
one
say
of them here?
Technically 3 football stadiums. No, I don't think so, but they said their wait list is at 3 months, and they think they're going to sell out every single venue they go to.
I know they went to Houston earlier, like this go-around. They did go to Houston. I thought
was that their first professional stadium, like Major League stadium?
Maybe. They've done Fenway Park. Okay. I know that they've done other MLB stadiums, and they're selling them out.
I don't see the Rangers on the list. The Astros are on the list again, but okay. I don't see the Rangers on there.
It's an interesting product. I think that there's, like, I think it's in a way Harlem Globetrotter-like, but eventually, yeah. One, Harlem Globetrotters had awesome players way, way back when, but as the Harlem Globetrotters throughout time, people are like, I get it, I've seen it. And so I'm wondering, can the Savannah Bananas, how long can they keep this up where they are getting 20 to 40,000 people? Sometimes, you know, 10,000 because they're selling out a minor league stadium, but then they go to Fenway and they sell it out. They go to Houston. I think they sold it out. It is something that people really want to see, but do you ever get to the Harlem Globetrotter situation where you're like, I've seen it. I've seen the confetti bucket. I've seen, you know.
I will say just have stuff I've seen on TikTok is it's different. A lot of stuff's different yeah. all the time. So it is.
You catch the foul ball, they're out.
Yeah.
You know, like you get
to be part of it. Yeah, so and I don't know, it is kind of one of those things that's kind of a novelty for a little bit. Yeah. Like the King in His Court, did you ever see that back in the day? It was a dude that was doing like slow pitch softball, but he would throw it fast pitch every once in a while, and okay. everybody on the softball field was really good. It was a show. Okay. At softball tournaments, he'd show up, and people loved to be there for it. But yeah, they were like, that was their chip on their shoulder, Kevin, was people kept saying they couldn't sell out a major league stadium, and then they okay. did it, and they were like, now what?
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Keller. And right now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Gentlemen, Mike Bassick is going to be out next week, so he's going to get the honor of starting things off here in just a second. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week. We're going to revisit some of the wild, wacky, odd things that were said on this very program. So, Mike, since you're going to be in Italy living your best life, I'm going to let you pick who we're going to pick on first, either yourself, Corey, Kevin, or we do have a celebrity appearance from Mickey Spagnuolo.
Ooh. Let's do me.
I'd rather not. Let's see. Let's start with this.
I'm going 5 for 5 with at least one dong. Maybe 2.
Was that the game you got benched in?
There? Yeah, West Mesquite. Yeah.
And you didn't.
Yep, I was going to hit at least one dong.
Well, having That's 2 is impressive.
Yeah.
Didn't know that was possible.
Still want those free hits.
Even after all these years?
Good
yes.
feeling.
Do you think you could get hits off of their pitchers now?
I would need to see West Mesquite. They were not good in the 1990s. I'm going to assume they're not. I don't hear about West Mesquite, like, going after, you know, a lot of titles in baseball.
How much batting practice would you need?
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
I think I would make contact. I think my hand-eye coordination is good enough to make contact, but I think I'd ground out.
A couple times.
I've swung enough in my batting cage to be like, oh, geez, I used to do this forever. Now I do it 10 times, and I'm like, I'm tired.
It'll wear you out.
10 times is a lot. That's a lot to ask for. A lot of stamina there. Speaking of that, Kevin Hagelin said this.
You never know. You think it's about to explode inside of you? Like, I don't know.
Whoa.
Kevin.
Play that again. Can I hear that one again?
Oh, dear.
You never know.
You think it's about to explode inside of you? Like, I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Hey, that's a very real concern, I'm sure, for people. All right. I'm going to try to tell this story as radio-friendly as I can.
Oh, no.
When I went back to finish school at UTD, there is these three girls sitting in front of me, and this one girl was talking about like an encounter she'd had with a gentleman caller the night before, and her friends were like, oh my gosh, were you safe? I think I'm still good. And she said, oh no, but he said he didn't, so it's okay. And I just really wanted to tap her on the shoulder and be like, oh my goodness, I am so sorry that you believe that. That is not what happened. You need to go, I don't know, figure out what you need to figure out, whatever your personal preference is there, but that definitely happened. So, you know.
It just made me upset. Thank you. this did not make me upset when Corey was talking about all the wonderful things you can experience at a Buffalo Wild Wings Friday football feast.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Or, you know, Mike could too. Maybe Kevin. We'll all give it to you. But you got to be there to get it.
Yeah, you did have to be there. If you wanted to win any prizes today, you had to be here and we could give you the prize. Nobody else is giving them the prize, but we'll give it to them.
I think my favorite part was the end whenever Kevin kind of caught on like 2 seconds late.
But you got to be there to get it.
What? You sounded very nervous.
Do you call your privates the prize? No.
Kevin, we give away, courtesy of Miller Lite, cowboy shirts and jerseys.
Oh, please.
That's the prize I was talking about.
Let's not pretend. It might not be in their ad campaign, but let's not ever pretend like drinking copious amounts of Miller Lite hasn't led to the release of the prize.
The prize.
Like, come on. That's just silly. I'm sorry, Alex. Is that too far?
The unveiling of the prize.
Yeah, I mean, it is Friday, so I'll allow it, I guess. Mickey gave his weekend plans. I think maybe.
But I don't know about being engaged with some 300-pound guy, right?
That feels offensive. But
he's talking about Overshown, isn't he? Everybody's kind of saying the same thing, that they don't want Overshown to have to go up against a 300-pound man when they can just have him wide open for a blitz or covering in the field somewhere.
We really dropped the ball by not following up with what kind of guy would you like to be engaged with. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Is it the weight that's the problem?
Sure.
What is the concern here, Mickey?
That's a fair point.
Let's see. This is our next installment of my favorite subcategory of Masterpiece of the Week, Mike overreacting in the dumbest ways.
To your point, one person did pick Aaron Donald, so I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Yes!
You're so excited.
Because Mike had said it as a joke before that, and then
like
somebody
pick a retired guy who's not even playing, and then somebody did it. That's amazing. That would be like, next year, somebody picking, I'm just throwing this out, Max Scherzer or Justin Verlander.
Oh, or would you suggest about Scherzer?
I'm suggesting there's a decent chance of retirement with those two.
Wow, I would be shocked.
Mm.
Would you? No.
From the 469, by the way, Mike, West Mesquite alum here, we still stand.
Oh, man.
Oh.
We appreciate you texting in, though. Thank you very much.
We ran-rolled him, and I didn't even play.
Dang.
Is it Ranrold? Is that the...
No, he's using the past tense. That's what he's going to tell us. That is what he's going to tell us. I know it is.
But is that the appropriate...
No, definitely not.
It's definitely appropriate.
Mike Bassick is an orator, if we've ever known one. Corey, you did say this during Masterpiece of the Week last week, and it has me kind of happy that maybe you guys aren't in studio today.
That, remember, it was during Crosstalk. He was trying to get a producer off. Oh,
What?
The show, I believe. He was trying to... Oh, no, that was Choppy. He was trying to have three of the producers battle against each other to see which one could produce the best. Mm. That's what we were talking about.
At our station?
That actually does sound right up Choppy's alley.
It does. that would be Choppy's thing.
By the way, lots of people are telling us that even though it's not going to be at the ballpark, that the Banana Ball World Tour is going to stop at Rough Riders Field in Frisco the 5th and 6th of September. So if you want to go try to get tickets, you can do so.
Next year.
Next year. I'm sorry. That is correct.
Okay.
Last month. You missed it.
I mean, it's upcoming September.
Yeah, he's right.
This upcoming September.
I just wanted to make sure that I knew.
Right before the State Fair of Texas opens again.
Yeah.
Kevin had to make a statement earlier this week.
I'm a giraffe!
There it is.
Okay.
That's my winner.
That is one of the greatest YouTube videos ever. I don't know if it was staged or not. It's 3 seconds long. Just look it up. This family is like, hey, we're taking a picture on the mountain, and this guy just flies by in a giraffe outfit, and he goes, I'm a giraffe! It is an amazing bit of video that I wish it was longer.
I've seen a couple of videos of giraffes running, like, out of trucks, like, they're in through the forest. Not the forest, the savanna, I guess. Yeah, I've seen a couple of videos, like, I don't know if they live
in the
forest.
Hold on, I gotta drive my truck through the forest. One second.
And these giraffes, they run funny, and they're fast, and they also hit each other with their necks. Giraffes are awesome. They're
fun. If you've never seen a giraffe neck fight, those are the two things I want you to look up on YouTube. Giraffe neck fights, and then that one video where the skier yells, I'm a giraffe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, please remember to include giraffe in that search. You might not like what you find. Mike and Corey combined for this one.
Does she hate the French, or does she love the French?
Yeah, it's a good question after you taste that.
What were we talking? I asked a valid question, but I don't know what it was based off of.
Adrian did suggest, she was like, there's another French restaurant she wants to try out at some point. So maybe that was it. I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember.
I'll tell you what, it's a weird dressing, and I have not had it in a very long time. But I do like French dressing. It's just orange.
It is?
But I don't, yeah.
Oh.
But I don't know what it's made of. It has a taste to it that I like, but I don't know.
Oranges, I don't know.
It's French.
I was watching the giraffe video.
It's amazing, right?
He just flies through.
I'm a giraffe!
Yeah, I don't know what the French thing is about. Mm-mm. Is it about your wife?
I guess so. My God. Or maybe some other woman.
It was about cronuts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Allegedly.
A French thing, yeah, because croissants are French.
Yeah. Mm.
Makes sense.
So could it have originated from France?
That's a good question.
Not French.
You did say French the first time around, Mike, when we were talking about that yesterday. That was fun. It's voting time, boys.
214. Stop it. I should have turned it on and left it on this week. What the hell is happening?
There you go.
I wish I could say it was just this week.
Mm-hmm. It's every week.
Yeah, that's true.
Who are we picking?
I'm picking Kevin with his giraffe. That was fantastic.
I'm a giraffe! I think if you watch that video, I did a pretty good recreation.
I just watched it. I think it's perfect the way you did it.
I'm going to vote for Corey talking about producers and what he wants to do to them.
Remember it was during Crosstalk. He was trying to get a producer off. Yeah, it was, again, a battle. It's a battle.
Kind of like a lot of pressure.
The freak
last segment of the day.
Different, you know?
Oh, my God.
Five for five with Dong.
I think that's going to make an entrance next week. Thank you for
that. I'm going five for five with at least one dong. Maybe two.
Maybe two. You know what? This is tough.
It's a decision, you know?
This is actually a really tough decision, but Kevin, congrats.
I'm a giraffe! Dang it. I mean, that is a hilarious
celebrate
beat.
The victory, Kevin. Celebrate the sport.
Yes, I did it! In your face, skiers. From the 972, man, this is a lot. It's ketchup and mayo, and then if you add relish, it's Thousand Island.
No, it says French dressing is made of oil, vinegar, sugar, and other flavorings with the coloring derived from tomato and often paprika.
Oh.
That's where the orange comes from, is the paprika. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Interesting. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Keller. Thank you to everyone who's been here all show long. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation next right here on The Fan.
Two receivers each way. Snap is back. Four-man rush, looking in the end zone, deep on the backside of the end zone, and it's Turpin. Touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Keller. Thank you to everyone who has been out here with us today. It is a shout-out Friday. There you go. From the 254, I want to give a shout-out to my firstborn, Audrey. Today is her sweet 16th birthday. That is outstanding. Happy birthday. And then from the 214, hey, can I get a shout-out to my wife, Stephanie? It's her 40th birthday today. So excellent stuff all around. Happy birthday to you as well. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation as they are live at Southern Leisure. Fellas, how is ya? And remind everybody, where is you today?
The Flower Mound location on Justin Road here, Southern Leisure Spas and Patio, as it's our first remote for Flagtober 2024, and you can get one right now. Plus, Battle of the Brands is going on with factory rebates and 0% APR financing. Nothing down. Get you a new hot tub right now with 0% APR. It's a screaming deal.
What an amazing opportunity to just walk in here, sign your name on a piece of paper, $0 down, zero interest for 48 months.
Yeah.
And now you've just changed the vibes in your backyard forever.
There you go.
And it is a bet payoff day, no?
Triple bet payoff. Okay, these two maniacs are going to get in the cold tub for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, the recommended time is only three. Chief's going to go first. Brian wants to show him up by doing a longer soak. So they're going in the cold tub, and I'm shaving my eyebrows. I picked up a nice little Philips Norelco One Blade from CVS on my way in, and I'm going to put it right to work. Coming up into what you're drinking, what you're thinking.
You guys got to hear this thing, man. I think it's got a Hemi.
Yeah.
It's high-powered.
Oh, man, that does sound high-powered.
I feel like I've heard that before.
So you and Broadus will have matching no eyebrow faces.
Yes.
Yeah, his are starting to come in.
Mine are starting to come back, though. I checked on them this morning, and they're making recovery.
Because you were a little worried they might not ever come back, right?
Yeah, kind of like my hair never came back after 1983 when we all decided to shave our heads for the Mississippi State game, and it never came back. So had a full head of hair at one time in my life, but at 1983 it all ended on that day.
I'm sorry about that, Broadus. Are you
22? 21?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and then it started getting gray. The hair I had, and started getting gray, and then no hair. So yeah, it was
in your early
a bad situation all around. Yeah, wow.
You had the Sparky Anderson, huh?
Yeah, it was just No, he had hair, Mike. Sparky Anderson had hair. Like, he took off his ball cap. He was gray quick. It was gray quick. You're absolutely right.
When did yours go, Mike?
23-24 years old is when I was like, this isn't happening anymore.
Wow.
It's just not growing enough.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Is that usually when guys go bald?
No,
or is it?
I don't think so. I think it'd be more like late 20s to mid 30s is usually when it would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's y'all's optimism level, if any, for Cowboys Steelers this weekend, which you can hear right here on the Fan?
Fair to Midland, you know. I'd say in the 35-42% range. I'm hoping for a win, not expecting it.
Yeah, right there. I was going to say probably about a 4 out of 10. Probably not predicting the win there, but also can understand that Pittsburgh is not super dynamic, and their quarterback can have some turnover issues. And so it's not impossible, but about 40%.
Cowboys 20, Steelers 16.
Oh, I like it.
First Broadus?
Yeah, and watch Hunter Lipke. The last 4 minutes of this game, he's going to kill it. They're going to hand him the ball like 10 straight times to end this thing in the slopping rain at Heinz Field. Yeah, I know it's some bank place.
No, it's Heinz Field.
But I'm not calling it the bank place. I'm calling it Heinz Field.
That would be awesome. Where can everybody find you again, and what's coming up on program?
Yeah, Wolchuk's in Pittsburgh. He'll file a full report in the post-game show via telephone.
Yeah.
But it's the three of us at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio with Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup. We're set for 5 hours here on a triple bet payoff football Friday.
Outstanding. Go roll out and see the G-Bag Nation. It's a shout-out Friday here. Always love the napkin. Shout-out to Buffalo Wild Wings. Shout-out to the most amazing woman I know, Sharon McLeod. 5 Fridays in a row,
done
we
it.
Are here. That is outstanding. Thank you to everybody who's come out here today. We'll be at Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville next Friday. But you can come back with us on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say, let's go Lipke, Kevin.
Let's go Lipke. I'm a giraffe. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.